Melbourne and Sydney are experiencing record-breaking warm weather for this time of the year. And the Bureau of Meteorology says while warmer ocean surface temperatures are already contributing to dry conditions, new climate models are projecting that the Pacific will soon be on the cusp of an El Niño event. Dr. Andrew Watkins is the Manager of Climate Prediction Services with the Bureau of Meteorology. He's speaking to Alison Caldwell.
We examined several models from around the world here at the Bureau, and yes, most of them now are heading towards, or pretty strongly heading towards, an El Niño event. About half of them by August, and basically all but one pretty much by the spring. So, yeah, looking increasingly certain that there'll be an El Niño event this year.
And just again, what does an El Niño event mean?
Well, in terms of a climatological definition, the one that a climatologist would use, it really refers to the warming of the ocean temperatures in the central and eastern tropical Pacific Ocean. And when those waters warm up, the changes from one side of the Pacific to the other, difference in temperature causes the atmosphere to change as well. The trade winds ease off and the clouds shift out into the Pacific, and that drags essentially the moisture and the rainfall away from Australia.
So what do we see? What have we seen in the past when that happens?
So typical impacts for Australia from an El Niño, generally the most noticeable one, of course, is the rainfall. So typically you get a reduction in rainfall through eastern Australia, particularly inland eastern Australia, and southern Australia as well. But there's many other impacts. Southern Australia typically gets warmer conditions, but you can get quite cold nights at times too because you've got less cloud and clearer skies at night. You also typically see reduced tropical cyclone numbers, so at least one good thing coming out of El Niño there, fewer cyclones cross our coasts because they follow the warm water and head out into the Pacific. But with drier and warmer conditions, unfortunately, also means increased fire danger, particularly through southeastern Australia. And likewise with clearer nights, a bit more frost risk for farmers through inland parts of Australia over the autumn and into winter and spring periods. We also see the wet season come a bit later up in the north. And then finally, I guess for the skiers and so on out there, unfortunately, El Niño tends to reduce the amount of snowfall that we get.
Last year was confirmed, 2013 was confirmed as the hottest year on record. And right now, Melbourne has just broken a record for the longest stretch of warm weather or temperatures over 20 degrees in a row for late autumn, which is very unusual. Are we already under the influence of an El Niño event, do you think?
That's a very good question. Of course, it's always difficult to pull out natural climate variability or from, say, climate change or indeed even these sort of bigger drivers such as El Niño and La Niña and so forth. Look, it's not unusual to see some things happen prior to reaching official thresholds or official limits. And it's not like an El Niño is a flick of a switch and as soon as the Bureau declares it, things go a bit drier and a bit warmer. We do often see some impacts that are typical of an El Niño popping up occasionally prior to an event occurring. At the moment, we're still looking out for those signs in the Pacific that tell us that an El Niño event has become established. At the moment, the atmosphere is not quite playing ball. It's not really showing those typical signs, but that's not to say we won't get some events beforehand that could be typical of an event.
And that's the Bureau of Meteorology's Dr. Andrew Watkins speaking to Alison Caldwell.